good morning of Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, looking at the headlines from the debate last night, Democrats' debate gets personal as candidates go for the jugular. From the Times, candidates clash over health care, immigration, and foreign policy. From the AP, liberal-moderate divide on display at Democratic debate. Joe Biden parried attack after attack from liberal rivals last night on everything from health care to immigration in a debate that showcased profound ideological divides between the Democratic Party's moderate and progressive wings.
Well, you know, David, the people who were in the hall, who were making the noise, they were people who seemed to be interested in the left. Biden, on the other hand, has always been taking the more moderate stance. It was the moderate stance which won a lot of congressional seats in the last election, and the House of Representatives went blue. So I do think that much of the same was on display there. The articulateness of each of these people was, it's now do or die time. And I thought that nothing had substantially changed. Right now, Biden is ahead in all the polls, and I think that there was little I saw last night and this morning that changed any of that.
And is there any sense that the majority of the American people are paying attention that closely right now?
Well, it is doubtful to me that they are. You know, this is a debating club. This is, you know, the history debating society. People try to take their shot. A lot of very clever things being said. Bernie saying once again, you know, that he wrote the damn bill, and each of the people doing their thing. I thought Julian Castro didn't do well. There comes a point at which, you know, in order to break out, you have to really come on strong. And he did against Biden. And it turned out that he was wrong in what he said. So the pundits were quick to pick up on that. But he wasn't in the lead to begin with. So I don't know. You saw Elizabeth Warren holding her own, certainly. And you saw Bernie holding her own. I suspect what's coming out of this are the top three that we've been seeing all along.
Is there any argument to be made that it shouldn't just be allowed to be played over the networks, but that everyone should be able to hear this?
Well, I think that's right. I think this is crazy. The idea that the Democratic National Committee gives the rights to broadcast to just either CNN or to ABC in this case, or to CBS, is not a good thing for the American people. Everybody ought to be allowed to see this and in every venue possible.
There was even a crack last night about Joe Biden's memory during the debate and this issue of his age. You know, the question of whether he can take on President Trump if he wins out as the nominee.
I don't know. And I don't think anybody else knows either. One would hope that he would be prepared, that he would know what he's doing. Trump is extraordinarily unpopular in this country. We see that the polls are all showing that any of these Democratic candidates could win. So we don't know. The kind of cheap tricks that Trump is known for pulling, his rhetoric, whether that still has traction with the American people, is something we won't know till the debates. I doubt it.
On the side of this, the lawmakers are ready with their impeachment process.
Well, you know, this is just a wonderful thing to behold. Clearly, Nancy Pelosi thought that this had to be done by election. All the polls are showing it could be done by election. Then we come down to where we are now. Would impeachment be helpful? The answer is it would not. Not right now. So what they have to do is they have to come up with a process, and that's what they're doing. They're coming up with an impeachment process, and it will show us the whole thing is in the works. So Pelosi wins, and all those people who say that they are for impeachment win also. But frankly, I don't see it happening.
As Boris Johnson pursues Brexit, now, Alan, a headline in the Times today, all eyes are on, of course, Northern Ireland.
Yes, David, the whole question is, what will happen if Brexit goes forward? And what will happen with Northern Ireland? What will happen with the Irish? Will there be a border that will make no sense at all? Will we be going back in a different direction? And if that happens, will the Irish peace accords be threatened? Don't know.
How about this back and forth between the U.S. and China over tariffs and the issue of now relaxing tensions? It continues to go back and forth like a dance.
Well, you have to understand domestic politics plays a huge role here. And Trump knows that every time he makes some kind of concession that we're not going to go forward beating up the Chinese, that the markets go up. And he is being confronted with the understanding that there's a economic crisis coming. And if he can't play that as he has been playing it so that the market continues to go up, I think he's cooked.
the license plate fee debacle in New York. This from the Olean Times this morning, Alan. New York State relenting on new license plates. New York State officials are now indicating that if a license plate is in good condition and it can be read by plate reading technology, drivers may be able to keep them on their vehicles.
Okay, so put yourself in Andrew Cuomo's place. David, you know, no matter what you say about the legislature being responsible, nobody's buying it. And so he has to change. I said so yesterday, and I'm saying so again today. You know, he has no place to go except to say, all right, this didn't work out.
So does ultimately the blame lie with Governor Cuomo? Can he not get out of this?
Well, he can't get out of it. He'll just make it go away. He'll say, okay, we're not going to do what we said we were going to do. You want a license plate? You want an old license plate? You can keep your old license plate. That's what he's going to do. I mean, what else is there for him to do?
Meanwhile, we see these hearings, Alan, that are looking at the public financing of elections in New York State, across New York State, because they are already in New York City. And it was taken up by the fight over fusion voting.
That's right, David. We had quite a discussion with Karen Scharf of the Working Families Party. It is clear they're furious. Andrew Cuomo is undoubtedly trying to put them out of business, still angry at the fact that they endorsed his opponent in the primary election. But nobody else is. It's not going to happen.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, with us. Alan, feel better, rest up. You know we have to come back on Monday.
That's right, David. I'm doing my best.
Be well.
And you too.